好，今天呢，我们的这个信息呢，跟感恩节很有关系。
So today's our message closely related to Thanksgiving.
那我们会多读一些经文，我讲的内容呢不会太长。
So we will read a few of the verses, but I won't be speaking a lot today, though.
我希望大家有机会上来，然后多做一些见证。
Because I'm hoping that you guys can come up and share your testimonies.
而且下面呢，今天我们第一次由我们诗班的弟兄姐妹来献诗。
And after that, we have our choirs to come for the first time.
希望也继续为他们祷告，我相信会诗班也会做得很好。
And we continue to pray for our choir as well.
好，我们第一节经文是马可福音第八章34-37节。
First, we're gonna read Book of Mark, 第八章。Chapter 8:34-37。
讲到感恩呢，就是因为神在我们的生命里面有很多的祝福。
So when we talk about Thanksgiving, it is because God has given us a lot of blessing in our life.
最大的祝福就是领我们走这个生命的道路。
The most important blessing is to lead us the walk of life.
我记得这段经文，我第一次在还没有信主的时候读到的时候，对我非常的震撼。
I remember before I became a Christian, when I first read this verse, it touched my heart.
就是真的开始震撼我的心灵，开始开我的眼睛。
It shaked my, you know, spirit and opened my spiritual eyes.
这个三十四节是这样讲的：当时呢，耶稣基督叫了众人和门徒来，对他们说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
Then he called a crowd to him along with his disciple and said.Whoever wants to be my disciple may deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for me will, for me and for the gospel will save it.
人就是撞得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?
人还能拿什么来换生命呢？
Well, what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
特别是36-37，当时对我的触动特别大。人就是撞得全世界，赔上自己的生命，又有什么益处呢？
I was especially touched on verse 36 when he says, What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?
人好拿什么来换生命呢？
Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
但是我记着1991年左右，我来到加拿大来读博士。
So I was here in the year 1991 for my PhD.
心里面想的呢，就是自己的梦想。
So I was only focusing on my dreams and, you know.
但是那个时候真的我们不知道，有时候不知道我们在干什么。
Sometimes we do not know what we are after for.
那我自己是一个工作狂。
So I am a workaholic.
我的生命可以白天晚上都会献给实验室。
I dedicate my day and my night to the labs.
那时候其实90年代已经开始信息大爆炸。你要是将来在大学或者研究所能够得到一个教授或者研究员的职位呢，你基本上来讲，你要放弃你。的家庭的生活。
So in the 90s, there's an explosion for information. So if you want to secure a job as a professor, pretty much you have to give up your personal life.
就是因为我们做科研的必须要在最前沿，所有同行全世界发表的任何的文章你都要看。
Because we are doing scientific research, we have to be the, you know, we have to be on the front line. So we have to read all kind of news, publishing papers.
我觉得我们有几位同事，他如果想要将来在研究所真的要谋一个职位的话，你看到40多岁头发全都白了。
So at that time, my colleagues, if you see if they are pursuing a career in the research institute, by 40s they all turn gray, like hair or turn gray.
不结婚也不成家.
So they don't get married.
也不想有孩子.
They don't have family. They don't want to have children.
那我觉得我不行，我这个人需要老婆，需要孩子。
And I said to myself, no, that's not the life for me. I need a wife. I need to have children.
但别人可以，我不行。
Maybe it's for others. Others can, but I cannot.
我们其中一个我的一个教会会友的，他也在做博士。他的导师就告诉他，你要跟我做 PhD， 需要你赔上你的灵魂。他讲得很清楚。
So one of the brother also doing PhD with me in the church, and his mentor told him that if you want to, do the PhD with me, you have to sacrifice your soul.
他的导师是一个犹太人，很厉害。
So the mentor is a Jewish.
但是中午如果吃饭超过15分钟，他都不高兴。
So if you take more than 15 minutes to have your lunch, he will get mad.
感谢主，我的导师是一个基督徒，他比较喜乐，我也比较喜乐。
No, I was lucky. My mentor was a Christian, and he was a chill guy, like he's a happy guy.
那所以我非常非常的感恩，就是借着各样的原因呢，就是说让我走上这个主的道路。
So, by all means, God has helped me to walk on this journey.
那我不是要不再去撞全世界，但是神赐给了我生命。可以来享受这世上的一切。
So I'm not gaining the whole world, but God has given me a life so that I can enjoy.
那有一个过去一个传道人讲得很好，他说我们基督徒不是傻瓜。
So there is a missionary who said this. As Christians, we are not fools.
世上的人说你给我一切，我也享受生命。
So people say in the world that give me everything so that I can enjoy.
Enjoy life.
Enjoy my life.
但是我们基督徒呢，我们说，我们有了生命，我们可以享受一切。
But as Christian, we say only by having a life, then we could have enjoyment.
所以神呢，我们认识他的时候呢，他把我们生命里面的次序就调整。
So after knowing God, He's adjusting the order in our life.
过去曾经有一个天主教的圣徒啊，这是早期的，叫做奥古斯丁，讲到一句话。
So Saint Augustine said this.
他说人的罪呢，就是生命里面的次序搞错。
So the sin of man is what is when their order is wrong.
上次保罗讲到的时候提到这句话。
So actually, Brother Paul have mentioned this last time.
所以神当开了我们的眼睛的时候呢，让我们把生命里面的次序再次的放对。
So when God is opening our eyes, then we can see, the orders in our life again.
所以我非常非常的感谢神让我走上这条道路。
So I'm really grateful for God so that I can walk on this journey.
现在我不是拥有很多的东西，但是我可以这个享受这一切。
Even though I don't own a lot of things, but I can enjoy the things that I have.
包括先受这个 Dustin 和 Anna 家的大房子，虽然我不拥有。
So you enjoy Dustin and Anna's big house, even though I don't own it.
先受弟兄姐妹的爱。
And I enjoy the love from our brothers and sisters.
感谢主，这就是基督徒的一个生活。
So praise the Lord, this is our Christian walk.
所以这些经文呢，当时让我一个震撼，就是开我的眼睛。
So this verse has shocked me and then opened my eyes.
我们再读一些经文，在路加福音第一章76到79节。
Okay, let's read a different verse. Luke chapter 1, 76.
当时呢，就是施洗约翰出世的时候呢，有人就给他发预言。
So that's when John the Baptist was born, and then this was prophesied about.
因为他是被神拣选要来主耶稣预备道路。
Because he was a child that was chosen to lay the foundation or lay the ways for him for God.
当时圣灵刚动这个发预言的人就讲到这段话：孩子啊，你要成为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的面前前面。
So this is what it said. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him.
叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。
To give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins.
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
Because the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven.
要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
To shine on those living in the darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
我相信我们每一个人认识主的时候，就好像一道大光照进来。
I believe when we first meet God, it's just like a light shining into our soul.
我曾经碰到一个姐妹，她原来在法轮功里面修炼很多很高，后来成为基督徒。她说。我说区别在哪里？他说：“你知道什么叫光和什么叫黑暗吗？”我真正出了黑暗，进入了光明。
So I knew the sister who used to practice 法轮功. So and then later on she became a Christian. And I asked her what is the difference. And then she said, "Do you know what is darkness and what is light? Truly, I came out from the darkness and entered into the light."
那当我们这个心灵被震撼，但是这个大光照耀的时候呢，特别是神这个怜悯的光、清晨的光照到我们身上的时候呢，那是多么的一个有盼望的事情。
So when this light that shines on us, this rising sun that shines on us, and then how, you know, wonderful that is.
因为他叫我们呢，第一个那个光照下来的时候，让我们能够看见。那个温暖，清晨的光是非常的温暖。
So, when the light shines, we are able to see because you know the morning sunlight is very warm.
而且越照越明。
And then it's getting brighter and brighter.
他这里讲到呢，第一个，让我们因罪得赦，直到救恩啊。
So it says the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of our sins.
我们的罪得到赦免是一件非常天大的事情。
So it's the most important thing to have our sins forgiven.
这是天大的事情。
It's the most important thing.
我们不认识主的时候，不觉得那么重要。
When we do not know Him, it might not seem that necessary.
那不觉得不是不代表不重要，而是说他不知道重要。
It doesn't mean it's not important. It's just that you don't know the importance of that yet.
我自己在没有认识主的时候，我就感觉到我身上有好多的担子，那个担子是非常非常重的。
So before I knew God, I felt there's a lot of heavy burden on my shoulder.
我这担子是将来我的前途是怎么样
？So my burden was about my future.
我的父母。
My parents.
还有为我的父母怎么样来交代
？And then how do I, you know, give account back to my parents?
还有周围人的眼光
，and also people's you know anticipation on me，
很多的重担
，and there's a lot of burden on me。
其实这些重担都跟罪有关系
，and all of this burden are actually sins。
罪在圣经里面就是说的它定义就是舍见不重保，我们的生命呢偏离了神的道路。
So sin in the Bible it means that when you shoot an arrow, the arrow didn't go to the bull's eye。
就像你本来。开车要从西安要开到北京，结果你上了一条道路，你从西安往包头再开，往呼和浩特再开。
Okay, so just like, just like, oh, 那我要用这边的城市讲。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, just like driving maybe from Vancouver to Surrey instead you're driving to you know Squamish.
Yeah, that's good, great. 所以是我们是坐在黑暗和死荫里面，我们不知道。
So we were sitting in darkness, you know, and the shadow of death, and yet we didn't know that.
我们不知道为什么那么累，为什么那么重。
We didn't know why is it so tiring and why is it so heavy, why the burden is so heavy.
为什么那么觉得什么东西出了问题
？And what something is not right?
那很简单，因为你本来要去北京，你去了呼和浩特，对不对？这就是最大的问题。
Simply because you were heading to Surrey instead you went to Squamish. So that is the problem.
你到不了目的地。
So you cannot reach your destination.
那这就是坐在黑暗死荫里的人。
So this is a those people who are sitting in the darkness, in the shadow of that.
但是呢，主因着他怜悯的心肠，就让高天的清晨的日光引导我们，把我们的脚要引导哪里？引导平安的路上。
So by His tender mercy, He showed us the rising sun, so to lead our footstep on the right path.
所以今天我们有这个平安的道路。
So that we have this path of peace.
所以信主的人，我们知道我们往哪里去。
So those believers, we know where we're heading to.
所以在圣经里面，神常常会问人问题。
So in the Bible, a lot of time God will ask questions.
但是夏甲带着以实玛利逃跑的时候，在撒拉的手下，他跑到旷野不知道怎么办的时候呢，天使就问他一个问题。
So when Hagar took Ishmael running into the desert, and then angel asked her a question.
他说：“夏甲，你从哪里来，到哪里去？”
And the angel asked Hagar, "Where are you coming from, and where are you going?"
难道上帝不知道他从哪里来，到哪里去吗？
So, didn't God know exactly where she's coming from, where she's heading to?
是他，你问他，他也上帝是知道的，他从哪里来到哪里去，但是要他自己回答这个问题。
Of course, God knows, but God wants her to answer that question.
今天上帝也会问我们每一个人这个问题：你从哪里来，到哪里去
？God is also asking us the same question: Where are you coming from, and where are you going?
我们在没有信主的时候，没有办法回答这个问题。
Before we become a believers, we were not able to answer this question.
我们也不敢面对这个问题。
And we don't want to face this question.
好多时候我们不敢面对。
A lot of time we don't want to face the reality.
我记得我过去呢，常常这个过节啊什么，跟朋友们在一起，我就喜欢传福音。
So in the past, I like, especially during like festival like this, I like to gather my friends and then tell them about the good news.
那有时候碰到一些新的朋友啊，你讲到救恩啊，你就会讲到死亡啊，对吧？讲到这个救恩啊，对吧
？So if you meet new friends, when you talk about salvation, you will touch on the topic of death.
那好多朋友说，你能不能讲点吉利的？我们今天不讲这个死哈，是救恩的事情，行不行？
And people will say, oh, today, can you talk, not to talk about something that is considered unlucky? Maybe not about that today. Because we don't want to face this kind of, problems.
我在这个这么多年传福音的过程也碰到一些国内来的高级干部，你像这个很高的干部。
So I have met some of the Chinese higher officials as well.
曾经呼风唤雨。
So they were like in their high positions, you know, be able to do a lot of things.
但是老了以后退休了呢，到加拿大来。
But when they retired, they came to Canada. They became old.
儿女也不太管他。
And then their children, you know, do not care that much about them.
甚至有好几个人被儿女赶出家门。
And then, to some extent, some of them were, you know, like cast out by their own children.
因为他们非要管他们的孙子。
Because they wanna, you know, control their grandchildren.
他因为当上了领导嘛，他就要指手画脚。
Because they are used to be government officials, they like to give orders, you know, control.
所以最后儿女实在受不了，就让他们离开。
So, and then the children couldn't take it anymore, and then, you know, asked them to move out.
所以就是我们见到的时候，他就流泪啊，泪流满面。
So when I met them, they were crying.
也有一些他就讲，他说小王啊，我告诉你。
And they say,
我曾经呼风唤雨啊。
And then they say, okay, Wong, I tell you, you know, we used to do a lot of great things in the past.
他说今天在这里退休以后啊，天天数算自己的日子。
So now I'm retired, I'm counting down my days.
他说：“我现在所做的事情就是在等死。”
So what I'm doing right now is waiting for my death.
其实我非常的恐惧。
I'm actually very scared.
他说：“真的非常的恐惧。”
I am very scared.
感谢主，讲这个话的人后来夫妻俩都信主。
And praise God that these two couples became believers after that.
啊，信主以后，这老人家就写歌，他以前就会喜欢唱歌，黄河大合唱。啊，这个什么伟大的祖国的都带领人唱歌，后来自己也写歌唱歌带领人。
So these elderly couple, they used to sing a lot. So after they became believers, they started, you know, writing songs. And
感谢主，这就是神把我们的脚呢引到了平安的路上。
So this is how God has guided our feet into the path of peace.
因此我们感恩。
That's why we give Him thanks.
我们再看一节经文，约翰福音第三章十六、十七节，这是大家都非常熟悉的经文。如果是你信主的话，就非常的熟悉。
And let's go to John, Book of John, chapter 3.
如果你还没有信主的话呢，这两节经文一定要知道。
So most of you are familiar, but if you don't know, you should try to remember it.
神救我们是怎么个救法呢？
How he saved us.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，方得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
神在创世以前就预备了一个救赎的办法。
So before the creation, God has already had a master to save.
这个方法很简单，但是呢，代价很大。
So it's a very simple way of doing it. However, he needs to make a great sacrifice.
就是让他的儿子来担当我们的罪。
That is to let his one and only child to bear all our sins.
因为圣经上讲罪的代价就是死亡和地狱。
Because the gospel says the wage of sin is death.
那神爱世人了，怎么救呢？他要来担当我们的罪。
So God so loved the world, how can he save us?
好多宗教也有各种各样的说是有救法。
So other religion will say, okay, there are other methods of salvation.
这些方法都是从人要去登天。
So those methods are, you know, like really man-initiated, you know, to reach heaven.
但是呢，我们不知道我们能不能登天。
But we do not know whether we can reach heaven.
那事实上，我人也不可能登天。
And indeed, we cannot reach heaven.
但是呢，神有他的办法，就是他从天上下到人间来救。
But God has His own method that is for Him to come down to us.
这就是爱了。
So that is love.
所以我们会庆祝圣诞节的时候，就庆祝耶稣的诞生。
So that's why we celebrate Christmas, the birth of a Savior Christ Jesus.
那今天就是说神，借着耶稣复活以后呢，还是，住在我们的中间，是以圣灵的方式。
So, resurrection of Jesus, God is also, you know, living among us through Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天是非常非常的有福，就是我们的罪得以赦免，我们有一个新的生命，这是成为了神的儿女。
So we are very blessed for our sins to be forgiven and to become His children.
那神的儿女呢，是我们是有个权柄。
So as children of God, we have authorities.
大家要知道，也要用我们这个权柄。
You have to know this and then use our authority.
其实如果大家等一会听我们中间的见证，或者过去很多见证的时候，你会知道，神把这样的权柄赐给我们，我们可以来一并赶鬼，可以祷告的时候呢，神会给我们启示，前面会有给我们的带领。
So maybe later on through our testimony, you will know more about this. By God's authority, He gave us the authority to heal. And then many other miracles.
那我们呢就说这方面我们要看看这个，再看这些经文，哥林多后书第四章第七节。
So let's read, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
对，第七节。
Verse 7.
当我们信主的时候呢，圣灵住在我们的里面，这里讲，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So verse 7, it says, we have this treasure, which is the Holy Spirit, in the jar of clay to show that its all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们也读一下下面几节，第八节，我们四面受敌，却不被控制，心里作难，却不致失望，遭逼迫，却不被丢弃，打倒了，却不致失望。 身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。就读到这里，就说这个能力呢，是出自于神，是一个莫大的能力。
So this all surpassing power is coming from God.
这个瓦器呢，就是一个土做的器。
So the clay, the jars is made out of clay.
我们每一个人都是土做的器。
All of us are, clays, jars out of clay.
那其实亚当这个名字就是土做的意思。
Actually, the meaning of Adam is, made out of clay.
那第一个人就是神从土里面做了他。
So the first man was, molded from God, from the clay, from the soil.
他是非常脆弱的，他要归于尘土。
And he's very fragile. So he's going back to earth as well.
我们今天作为亚当的这个肉身是亚当的后裔呢，也是很脆弱。
As a descendant of Adam, our flesh are also very fragile.
但是神拣选了我们，把他那个莫大的能力呢放在我们里面。
However, God has chosen us so that He puts this all-surpassing power in us.
弟兄姐妹，我们讲这些经文的时候，不是要你有一个概念，要你要相信，要心在其中。
So I'm not just giving you knowledge, but I'm giving you, something that you should, walk in onto it.
这个能力呢，不仅仅是说我们好像日子过得很好，而是在日子过得不好的时候的四面受敌的时候，不被控制，心里作难，不知失望，凿壁火不必丢弃，打倒了也不知死死亡。
So this power is not helping us, to lead a, a secular life, but actually when we're facing difficulties, like in verse 8 and 9 says, when we're hard pressed, yet not crushed, perplexed, not in despair, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down, and yet not destroyed.
那基督徒的生命不是说以后都是一帆风顺的。
So as Christians' life doesn't mean, it will be all smooth.
我们被差派到这个世界上，跟世人要走过同样的道路，在世界上。
So when we are commissioned here, we are also going to walk the same walk as everybody else.
所以在约翰福音17章，主耶稣说：“我差派他们进入这个世界，就像父你差派了我一样。”
So that's why, Jesus said that.God, you sent me unto this earth just like I sent them unto this earth. No, sorry, vice versa. So I sent them into this earth just like you have sent me unto this earth.
所以主耶稣说呢，在这世上你们有苦难，但在我里面有平安。
So Jesus said that in this earth you will have trouble, but in me you will have peace.
因为我已经胜过了这个世界。
Because I have already overcome the earth.
以后的日子呢，是有更具有挑战的日子。前面我们面对的日子有更大更大的挑战，但这些挑战里面呢，我们里面有一个宝贝。
Even though there are more challenges gonna come in our life, but facing these challenges, we have this power in us.
那神的这个莫大的能力呢，放在我们这些脆弱的这个亚当的后代里面。
So God's surpassing power is, embedded in us as a fragile descendant of Adam.
大家以后的日子里面，靠着耶稣要经历一个一个的得胜。
So in the coming days, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are going to going to see miracles after miracles.
那世人会看到我们跟别人不一样。
And they will see that we are different from others.
世界上的一切都会震动。
Everything on this earth will be shaken.
你会看到政治上面的震动，经济上面的震动。
You will see shaking in the political areas, in economic.
气候方面的震动。
In our weather.
包括这个种家庭的震动，教会的震动。
And also in our family, our church.
很多很多的震动。
There will be a lot of shaking.
因为圣经上讲呢，这是灾难起头的日子。
Because the Bible said that it's the beginning of the turmoil.
那下面很快就要进入大灾难。
And very soon we're gonna enter into the end times.
Tribulation.
The tribulations.
这是圣经里面讲的，这是一定会发生的事情。
This is mentioned in the Bible, and it will come to pass.
但是呢，神应许我们有这莫大的能力在我们的里面。
But God has, promised.This surpassing power in us.
大家在以后的日子里面，我们靠着主要经历着莫大的能力。
So by the power of God, we are going to experience this miracle.
你会知道什么叫做能力，什么叫做主耶稣在我们的里面。
So you will know what is power, what is God, Jesus Christ in us.
我们中间有很多的见证，所以等一会让弟兄姐妹上来要见这个主耶稣这种大能，在我们觉着失望没有盼望的时候，主耶稣的能力就显现出来。
There are many testimony among us. Later on, we will ask you to come and share. You know the surpassing power of God in us.
这个是对，这里讲到呢，遭逼迫不必丢弃，打倒了也不知死亡。
So it says persecuted and yet not abandoned, struck down yet not destroyed.
我们会经历这个神的大能。
We will experience the power of God.
你想想，在以后的日子里面，所有你过去依靠的东西你都不能依靠的时候，你要依靠谁呢？
So imagine in the future when everything that you used to depend on, you can no longer rely.
那全世界的人都像无头的苍蝇，六神无主，但是我们不一样，我们有一个主。
Even though people will be running around like flies without their heads, and yet we know where we're heading because we have our Lord.
这是圣经里面都有预言在。
So this is all recorded in the Bible.
但是我们不一样。
But we are different.
跟随神的人，神将把那个能力已经在我们的里面。
Those who follow God, God has already given the power in us.
是一个超越死亡的能力。
It's a power that surpasses death.
我认识一个老牧师，不能算是认识，见过他的面，在波哥达的这个一个大教会的一个牧师。
So I know this pastor from Bogota.
Bogota, Colombia.
From Colombia, okay.
他呢，就是因为波哥达当时那个毒品泛滥啊，全国都在有信啊，就开始有好多人祷告，后来神就赐下复兴。
So because in that area they were having drug problems and then people were praying and later on there is a revival in the area.
那这个牧师呢就是说在20年的时间里面他的教会从一个小组增长到70万人的教会。
So he used to lead a small cell group and then this group turned into a mega church have member over 700,000 people.
那后来他们的总统也是他们的会众。
And then even later on their president is also one of their member.
那整个的国家就开始翻转。
So this nation has transformed.
但是呢我们有一个仇敌撒旦，他也会仇恨神的仆人。
But we have an enemy that is Satan hates the servant of God.
你知道，当你服侍神的时候，当你爱主的时候，你有一个敌人，他不会放过你。
So you know when you are serving God, when you're loving God, you have an enemy that he will not let you go alone. He will not let go of you. Sorry.
他在有一次这个主日完了以后，他女儿的生日，坐在汽车里面。在等人的时候呢，有一个歹徒骑着摩托车朝他开了三枪。
So one day after church, he was waiting in the car, and that was on his daughter's birthday. So he was sitting in the car, so someone came and shot him 3 times.
那一个子弹呢，就是他的手表就挡过去了，就是很好的一个手表就反射走了。
So one bullet was, you know, prevented from his watch, like it bounced off.
有两颗子弹呢，现在后来还在他的身体里面，没有取出来，不能取出来。
And 2 other bullets are still embedded in his body, and they were not removable, they were not able to remove it.
他的太太当时就是为他祷告，他说他一定会活。
So his wife was praying for him at that time, and then proclaiming that he will live.
后来他真的就活下了。
And indeed, he survived.
他后来写了很多的书。
And he wrote many books.
他其中有一句话，他常常写一些他的一些自己的一些心得。
He likes to write a lot of things, you know, in his mind. And then one thing that he wrote.
有一句话就是说他们不知道神的仆人是不朽的吗？
Don't they know that as servant of God, they are immortal? No, they are immortal. Okay, that's the word.
就是的。因为我们是有复活的生命在我们的里面。
Indeed, we have this resurrection power inside of us.
后来他又被抄家，被带出去抄他的家。
And then later on, so the robbers came over to his house.
后来有一段时间，他们就在美国待，为了避难就待在美国。
So for a period of time, they stay in the States, you know, to hide.
那后来他们的感动，还是要回到伯格达，还是要去牧养他的没牧养神的羊群。
But God has moved him back to his nation, you know, to you know shepherd his church.
他就说神的仆人是不行的。
So as servant of God, we are immortals.
因为有主耶稣复活的生命在我们的里面。
Because the resurrection power from Jesus Christ is in us.
这个能力我们正在经历。
And we are also experiencing the same power.
我们会经历更多。
And we will experiencing even more.
我们也需要经历。
And we need to experience more.
我们也需要经历更多。
We need to experience even more.
因为我们的信心是不是口说的，是要经过试炼的。
Because we do not, you know, practice our faith by our speech, but we need to practice our faith, you know, by walking in it.
感谢主，感谢主。我们这就是一个新的生命，是带着一个能力的。生命
so,
所以我们要感恩
So this is a new life with you know, surpassing power that's in us. So that's why we need to give thanks.
我们再看一节经文是马太福音十一章二十八节
Let's also turn to Matthew chapter 11.
这个能力在另一方面表现出来就是一个安息
So this power also shows us you know, in the way of like resting.
你知道我们好多时候是不得安息啊，我们忙啊，乱啊，对吧？我们有好多的重担，不得安息。
So because we are busy, we are tired. A lot of time we do not have rest.
因为我们没有能力来应付这个世界上越来越重的压力。
Because we have no, you know, power to, you know, get free from the burdens that you know things are throwing onto us.
那在以后的日子，你会发现这个连接分化更厉害，对不对？富人非常的富，穷人非常的穷。
And later on, you will see that you know the rich are getting more richer, and then the poor gonna be more.
那我们怎么样在这种环境里面去生存呢
？And how do you survive in this kind of situation?
我们心里能有安息吗
？Can you have true rest?
我们怎么样来养活我们的妻儿呢
？How do I you know like supply? Feed our family.
所以耶稣当时就给他的门徒讲：“凡担苦、劳苦、担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
So that's why Jesus said that, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened."
三十节讲：“因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。”
And I will give you rest. And 29 says, and 30 says that my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
当然，我也读一些二十九节，我心里柔和谦卑。你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
And also 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul.
这里呢，主耶稣说我们要负他的轭。
So we need to take his yoke.
当我们这就是来按他的旨意来生活的时候呢，我们会安息。
So when we live our life according to Him, we will have rest.
其实我服侍神这么多年呢，最早服侍的时候，我看到很多的牧师很累啊。
So indeed, in my service in the last many years, in the initial period, I see a lot of pastors that they are very tired.
我自己有时候也觉得很累。
And even myself, sometimes I feel tired.
但是我开始在反省这样一个问题。
But then I, you know, kind of meditate on this problem.
主耶稣说，我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
This is what Jesus said. My burden is easy. My yoke is light. My yoke is easy. My burden is light.
他说，劳苦担重担的人到我这里，就要使你们得安息。
So those who are tired and weary, come to me, and then I will give you rest.
我怎么发现好多基督徒不得安息呢
？How come a lot of Christians do not have rest?
我就问这个问题。
And I asked this question.
其实问题答案也非常简单。
Actually, the answer is quite easy as well.
就是我们真的要来说什么，负他的轭 ，take my yoke upon you.
Indeed, we need to take his yoke.
啊，这个轭呢，就是以前的人这个牛在犁地啊、耕地啊、拉东西的时候呢，两只牛的脖子上要放一个木头的东西，把它们。连在一起。
So yoke is something that you place on, you know, the cows, you know, the two cows, so that they can, you know.
代表负重的意思。
So they can prepare the fields. So it basically means burdens.
但是主说我的担子是轻的。
But Jesus said, my burden is light.
后来我就定义我说主啊，我如果做牧师，我一定要就是轻省的。
So I told God that if you want me to be a pastor, my burden has to be light.
但事实上是这样，就是说你越跟随他，按他的方法去做，你就发现呢越来越轻省。
Indeed, it's like that. If you know more like him and you follow his way.And it will be indeed light and easy.
所以我从来现在我不觉得我是在服侍主，我就是觉得我在经历他的恩典，不断在经历他的恩典。
So I don't feel like I am, you know, servicing God, but I feel like I'm going. I mean, I'm experiencing His, you know, blessing, His miracles, His power.
所以有好多人觉得王斌牧师你是不是很忙啊
？And then a lot of people ask, "Oh, Pastor Bing, are you very busy?"
我说我不忙。
I said, no, I'm not.
他们觉得很奇怪，牧师怎么不忙呢
？And then they were shocked, like, how come pastors are not busy?
是不是有问题啊
？Must be something wrong.
或者不尽心啊
？Maybe he's not dedicated enough.
因为主耶稣说到他这里的安息。
Because Jesus said, come to him and you will have rest.
我们要朝这个目标来努力。
And we will try to, you know, go on this path.
好，我们再看最后一节经文，约翰福音。第十章九到十节。
Let's go to the last verse of the day, chapter 10, book of John.
这里耶稣呢讲道，就说，盗贼来，盗贼指的是谁呢？就是撒旦啊。盗贼来，不非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Okay, verse 10, the thief.Comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
第九节我们也看一下，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
Let's read 9 as well. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture.
就是你会出入得草是什么？你会饱足啊，你不会有缺乏的。
So what does it mean coming in and going out and getting pasture means you will be fed.
他说你不但要得生命，而且要得的更丰盛。
No longer, not just having a life, but having an abundant life.
这个丰盛呢，原文里面的意思就是说，满了以后溢出来的一个生命。
So abundant means that it's full and then even overflows.
神会给我们一个非常丰盛的生命。
And God is going to give us this abundant life.
不仅仅是我们的灵里面的丰盛。
Not just our soul that is abundant.
我们的喜乐，我们的平安，我们有爱。
Also in terms of our peace, our joy, and our love.
我们的魂里面也会丰盛，我们的思想，这个智慧这一份，神都会给我们。
And also we will be abundant in our soul, our wisdom.
我们的身体的健康。
And then our health.
你越信会越健康。
The more you believe, you will be more healthy.
另外，还有我们物质上的丰盛，神会给你足够的。如果神给你一个护照，这个财富上托付给你，他会丰丰富富的给你。即使没有这样的托付的话，也会让你丰丰富富，不会有任何的缺乏。
And also, in terms of your material life, He's also gonna give you abundance. If you have a calling, He is going to give it and then supply you whatever you need.
我们中间的弟兄姐妹正在经历
，and our brothers sisters are also, you know, experiencing the same abundance.
所以我们能不感恩吗
？So how can we not give thanks?
所以圣经里面讲的，我们凡事要感恩。
So that's why the Bible says we have to give thanks all times.
好，下面就有一点时间呢，我们来感恩，对吧？讲感恩的见证。
So we have, we will spend some time. You know, you can come and share.Your testimonies of thanksgiving.
心里有感动就上来，踊跃的上来。
If you have something in your heart, you can come up as well.
但是我就先限制一下时间啊，少于五分钟。
Okay, but however, there will be a time cap. Okay, time limit. So like less than 5 minutes. Okay.
我们先做个祷告。
So let's pray.
好嘞，路亚，我们再次的说，主啊，你是那真实的主。
Once again, we say, God, you are the truthful God.
你是大能的神。
You are Almighty God.
主啊，你说过哈利路亚，听到你的话就去行的，就是把房子建在磐石上。
Those of you who heard the words and then you know act fact, according to it, it's just like a house building on a solid foundation.
风吹雨打水冲，撞上了房子，房子总不倒塌，因为这房子是建在磐石上。
Even when the wind comes, the rain pours down, it will not be crushed because it is built on the word of God.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你借着圣灵，就是要把我们的房子要建立在磐石上。
We thank you that you have used your Holy Spirit so that we can build our house under the solid foundation.
主啊，我们今天再次的献上我们的感恩。
Once again, we give you all our thanksgiving.
主啊，愿你在下面的时间，主啊，你来感动弟兄姐妹们上来做。经历你的见证。
And we also move our brothers and sisters to come in and share their testimonies.
感恩的见证。
Testimonies of thanksgiving.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.